This is it, this is the last budget that this committee has. Okay, call us back in, Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, quick, I apologize for the confusion, those are both the same document, same numbers with two different timestamps. I believe the confusion in the second timestamp document had to do with, I believe I was under the misconception that we had not submitted or been passed out a committee substitute, so the second one was hurriedly copied and stamped in for the same document. For purposes of this discussion and reporting out, I would use the most recent one that stamped in on the 26th at 11:07 a.m.
Is there a second?
To adopt the committee substitute?
Mm-hmm.
So moved. A second, whatever.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Congressman Shaw, you want to continue? And committee, we have, it's 3:15, we have till 4:00, and we have a meeting for tomorrow as well.
Well, as you can see, the total is 6.6 million, not quite the amount of executive administration, 6.6 million with 1.8 million of that being tribal. I'm just really pointing out the obvious. And we've also, the committee substitute also incorporates these budgets. And as I recall, I don't remember this, entities, I believe we're looking at making a, we need to look at an adjustment there to be consistent with our other amendments that redefine entities as programs, departments, and budgets. And then other than that, I think it's ready for the committee to go to work on.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'll move to make that amendment, page, see if I'm on the right one, 1696, correct? Page 3, line 133, strike entities, insert
departments,
programs, and budgets.
Programs.
I don't want to say programs first, I might get hit. Gotta say, okay, programs, departments, and budgets.
That's the word.
Yes.
Is your motion?
Yes, my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Are you a yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for the sponsor, and I don't know why I didn't ask it in the previous bill, but I didn't, so I'm going to ask now. What comprises the other lines on all these budgets, Congressman Shaw? It's a big question mark for me. I just was curious if we know what's in the other line of any of these budgets. What that type of expenditures that would include?
I refer to the budget analyst. I'm thinking it's IDC.
Eli?
I'm talking about right before the totals. It's an expenditure.
Right, 109. Oh, 127.
Yeah, 127. I want to know what that means. Yeah, line 127. What is that?
Eli? I'm Jared. That's defined as other expense. And I would say 1485, so it can be for other expenses not explicitly defined by Osage law.
So is it, it's not defined in 1485 what other is?
Yes, other expenses defined in 1485, and it is defined as having to be something that is not clearly defined in any of the other line items.
Okay.
Assistant Principal Chief?
This is a for instance, but Congressman Super and I asked me the same question not very long ago, something they had 6 million and some on the other, and all but 200,000 of it is roads money because we don't have a category for that as a program expense. As an example, I don't know what that's for, I have to go
I wonder if that might be purchases under the Cobble Works for industrial park for gas and water that they buy. And the other income might be the sale of gas and water. That's a good guess, isn't it?
I think that is a good guess, but I'll leave it to your
Just guessing.
Madam Chair, in the past that has been space, not space cost questions, but you've industrial park income rental. So I do believe that that's probably accurate. A lot of that is also going to be indirect cost collections, and then the expense. Typically, you're able to look at that support documentation and know exactly what that's for. But as it stands in the summary, it's $642,000.
When I make this amendment, I don't need to talk about these totals. I just need to adjust it up there as I adjust it accordingly, correct?
Okay.
As
Congresswoman,
as we discussed when we were talking about the principal chief's budget, the director of operations was in this division bill. So I am going to make an amendment to take that out. I'm going to make the amendment as we did so back in FY16 when we took the division leader out of this operations budget, or the director of operations, excuse me, out of this operations budget. We also took the associated expenses out with him and left the expenses in for the health division leader that's in here. I submit that they've already been included in the principal chief's budget, so we're going to deduct them out of here. So my amendment is page 3, line 113, strike $2,179,876, insert $2,075,774. Elaine, I have all these for you.
Thank you.
Line 114, strike $804,150, insert $790,290. Line 115, strike $97,033, insert, excuse me, did I say 97,033? Okay. Insert $90,684. Line 116, strike $88,486, insert $86,306. Line 117, strike $14,387, insert $12,887. Line 118, strike $110,486, insert $109,236. Line 119, strike $980,255, insert $978,855. And the last one is line 120, strike $583,385, and insert $557,910, and adjust totals accordingly. It's this bottom, those are the bottom totals right there that I amended out.
I'll second that motion.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed, motion carries.
still submit.
Congresswoman, what?
Did we vote on that yet? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I still submit to you that we just don't know anything about these budgets at all. You know, we have a Tribal Works budget, the Osage Nation Housing Assistance Program. I think that's run through Tribal Works right now. We don't know what the indirect or the direct assistance line in there. We don't know how many Osage people that helps. We don't know how many employees they have helping Osage people. I guess people are tired of hearing me. I moved past that ONCA 1697 with no recommendation. The committee substitute is amended with no recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor? Sure, we can discuss this one the way we did last time. Congressman Walker?
I'm going to make a motion to amend it.
Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of second. Discussion?
Okay, my discussion is for anybody that's listening to this, that Congress at this time is in a position of having to guess at amounts like $1,000,005, $640,000, and in another place, another budget, $6,000,000. We're just guessing at what those things are. Whoever's Supreme Court opinion that indicates that we can't pass a continuing resolution.
Is it Attorney General's opinion? You said Supreme Court was doing which one.
Well, let me give my side and then you give your side.
I was just curious which one it was.
No, I'm saying that it's been, the Supreme Court opinion is being interpreted as saying that we can't have a continuing resolution, yet we have to pass an annual budget. And in situations like this, and we're in a dilemma, we have to pass them out. And we don't like it, but I don't think that we are, I think any member of the public has a reason to question whether we've done our due diligence by passing these budgets out when we can't answer these questions. But we're in a dilemma of having to pass them out. So you don't like it, we don't like it either. That's all I got to say. I'm going to vote to pass this out.
Anyone else? Well, all right then. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
You a yes?
Not with a no recommendation.
Congressman Walker is a no.
Are you a yes?
Yes, I'm a yes. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. We are adjourned. That's all of our budget, so now we can move on to legislation and hopefully get legislation that will help us to not be in this predicament.